You're 200 years old now. You should be old enough to sleep on your own. Anyway, I've been packing our things together while you were busy drooling all over the blanket. This is our last day at the inn. I'm afraid we've run out of silver to pay for our room. We've run all out of the money our mother and father left us ever since they were killed, and the castle was destroyed. Unfortunately, we'll have to rely on the kindness of strangers for now. Maybe someone will put us to work.
I don't want to work! I can't do cool dragon stuff like flying and breathing fire like you, Adeline. You know my wings don't work very well yet. I can hardly even flap them. Look. It's pointless. I thought I would have it down now by 2. Who would want to hire me if I can't do cool dragon stuff, big sis?
I'm well aware of that. You'll just have to humble yourself and be grateful for anyone willing to provide us with something to do. We should accept any work we can find, even if it's plowing fields or making clothing.
I guess so. That sounds like no fun at all, Adeline. I hate it already. If only I could breathe fire. I could scare people away and make them give us all their money. Look, like this. Roar! Roar! Go away! Roar! Stupid humans. Your money belongs to us dragons now. Roar! Now that sounds like fun.
You certainly don't act 200 years old. Come on now. Let's not waste any time. I'll carry our things for us while we walk around town square.
Alright. Only because I want to see if my dragon powers suddenly kick in. Not because of some stinking job. We're finally here. After all that walking, finally. So many humans. So exciting. Don't you think so, big sis? They're just like Mom and Dad told us about.
I suppose so. I'll keep an eye out for anyone who looks like they need a helping hand.
Big sis? do you think we can try to find some food first? I'm really hungry. I don't know if I can last much longer.
Lily, we barely left the inn. The sun hasn't even risen all the way yet. But, alright. I'll look for something to eat. I wouldn't want you to starve.
Hurry! My tummy hurts. I can't take it anymore. I smell something yummy, big sis. Follow me!
Wait. Fine, alright.
Aha! So that's where that tasty smell was coming from. You there. Unhand that basket of bread. It smells so yummy. Anyway, give it. It's ours now. We're dragons, you know. You should be running away by now, dummy. Roar! Roar! Roar!
Lily, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Roar! 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 Maybe if I do it some more, you'll see me for the big scary dragon I am. Roar! Roar! I see those loaves poking out of that basket. Ugh, they look really yummy. What's that funny thing in your pants?
Your roaring has seemed to have excited him, Lily.
So the man likes it when I do that? Roar! I want it to be a big, scary dragon, not a cute one.
Well, sir, I have an excellent proposal. We're currently out of a place to stay, food, and water. We're also out of work. Perhaps if you help us out until we're no longer impoverished, my sister could continue to roar for you as much as you like.
Roar! You heard her, mister. I want that big, long loaf of bread you have. It smells delicious.
Well, sir, what do you think of our offer? You'll accept us into your home. Oh, I give my highest thanks to you. We'll have trouble repaying you, but we'll try our best. Would you mind giving my sister one of your bread loaves? I apologize. She can get a little temperamental at times.
It smells even better up close. Nom. Nom 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 nom. Nom 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 nom. Mwah. Nom 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 nom. Thank you, sir. Roar. I want another piece of bread. Gimme. Nom 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 nom. Nom 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 nom. Ah, that should really do it for now. I bet you have a lot of tasty snacks for me to munch on.
Thank you for giving her one. Shall we make our way to your lodge? We can discuss the details of our living arrangement there. Goodness, this is where you live? We couldn't have asked for a nicer place to stay. No, don't worry about that at all. It's truly lovely.
Hey, we're forgetting the most important thing. Let me ask. Now, where do you store all your yummy snacks at? Roar! Tell me now! Roar! Maybe you're hiding some more under those clothes. What's this in your pants? Can I have some of this? I bet it's really tasty.
Oh, Lily. I want to discuss something with this nice man here. Want to look around the lodge for a bit? I'll call you if I need anything from you.
I wanted some of his yummy loaf of bread in his pants. Okay, I'll look around some. And you, I'll be back for that big yummy loaf.
She gets excited easily. Don't mind her. Anyway, about us repaying you for your most generous favor, is there anything you would like right now that we could offer? Nothing's off limits. No one else would treat us so kindly, so we'll accept any request. You're feeling a bit tired and you want to relax. So, what would you like us to do for you? Maybe I could clean up the place a bit. Wash your clothes and hang them to dry. Anything to make your life easier. Come on. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Just say what you would like from us, and we'll fulfill your wish. I must admit, I wouldn't have thought of that one myself. But I'm not one to judge. If it helps relax you, we'll certainly do it. Lily! Oh, Lily!
What? I was busy playing.
Come over here, please. I want to explain something to you.
What is it? Hurry, I'm hungry. I'm still thinking about that big, fat piece of bread.
This man has done a lot for us today. We could have still been out in the cold, but he's given us food and shelter. Listen, he's been tired from working all day, and he needs to relax. Why don't you try whispering in his ear some?
That's kind of weird, but okay. It sounds a little fun.
I told him I would clean up a bit. You stay here with him and make sure he falls asleep. Be nice now. I'll leave you two alone so I can start cleaning.
I bet I could talk you into giving me that big piece of bread you have in your pocket. I want to touch it again. It feels funny. But I really like it. So, do you want to get on the bed? That'll get you in the mood. For falling asleep, that is. There we are. I'll lay down next to you, like this, so I can whisper in your ears. So nice and warm. You know, I really hate sleeping by myself. I get cold easily. I always have to sleep with my big sis, or else I'll freeze. I start chattering like this. If I sleep all by myself. But, anyway, it's just you and me now. When I saw you, I actually got jealous my big sis was standing there with me. She's the one with big boobs and a big stupid butt, and I'm just so little and tiny. I have nothing to show. Just for a minute, while she's away. Look. Look at me. Oh, look at my body. Don't be shy. I want you to look. Anyway, I'm gonna take off my dress. Your body heat should keep me warm enough. Don't worry. I'll still have clothes on. Just not my dress. It's uncomfortable having my dress on the bed anyway. There. I feel a lot better now. Don't look away. I know you like me with less clothes on. Don't you want to take a look at how well my shorts fit me? I mean, my sister made them. I want you to see how well made they are. I'm not desperate for you or anything. I guess I should try to make you fall asleep now. I want to get close to you again. I'm cold when I'm not next to you. The sight of your face is just a little cold. Let me blow my breath on it for you. It should make it warmer. idea. Don't act like you didn't like it. I know you like being close to me. Don't you want to cuddle? Mm, you're no fun. Well, I want to lay on top of you, so shut up and don't tell my sister. Your body is so big and nice compared to mine. I'm gonna keep whispering in your ear. You know, I've been trying to get my fire-breathing skills. A dragon my age should have them by now. How old do you think I am? No, I'm way older, but I understand why you would think that. Do you like girls that look like me? You're lying if you say no. I know you do. But about my fire breathing, maybe if I say roar a bunch of more times, they'll finally kick in. Plus, my sister said you did get excited when I was saying roar a bunch of times earlier. Since you keep playing hard to get with my body, I'll just have to keep teasing you with my cute little roars. Mister, you're really weird. I like doing this to you though.